Yo, what's up, Instagram? I'm trying out one of these live videos today rather than just doing like stories, multiple stories, because I wanted to share something that just happened in my businesses and a message that is important to hear and something that I wish that I heard back when I was first starting out. So I'll talk about what happened with like our sales in a minute from basically Monday to Thursday. And before I do that, though, I'll just talk about like the message and why it's important. So back when I first got started, right, with e-commerce, if you've heard my story, you probably know, like, not to brag, but things were really easy and I had time to learn. So I found success like pretty much right away, right? So I was making money, I was making sales, and then there'd be times in my business back then where maybe a day would go by, and then 2 days, and then 3 days, and then maybe a week where I wouldn't get any sales, or maybe I'd get like one sale, right? And I'd look at the numbers and I would see traffic is the same, and I would see, customer inquiries or visitor inquiries, like live chats and phone calls, that was all the same. But I would see that the sales weren't where they were the week before, the month before, and I would think, that's it? Is everything over? Is business done? Like, do I have competition? Like, what happened? So that's what I would always default to, again, as an inexperienced business owner. And this is going back to like 2007, 2008, right? And then eventually, though, what I learned is it's part of business. And that's what I want to explain just again, really quickly in this video, because again, it just happened to us. But when you're kind of, I don't want to say small, but yeah, when you're small, when you're first starting and when traffic isn't out of control, like when you're not getting just insane amounts of visitors, what's going to happen is there's going to be randomness in your business and randomness in terms of conversions, in terms of orders. So you might have one day that your sales are, instead of non-existent, your sales are just like through the roof and you just are like, okay, what happened? And you spend all your time trying to figure out, did someone link to me? Was I, did my ads pick up? Did I have more visitors? Like, what happened? And then you might find what I've found over the past decade, which is a lot of the time, nothing happens, and it is just that randomness. So, yeah, the example that I want to give from my business, again, something I'm totally comfortable with now, but I use these old school calculators. Does anybody have one of these things? I love these. I bought them for the office, and everybody's like, "What is this?" But I love it. I have one in all of my offices. But I'm going to show you from Monday to Thursday, the difference in sales. So I have my sales dashboard pulled up, and if you ever watch my Dropship Weekly show on YouTube, you probably see it on the screens. We do our sales dashboards there. But let me see. This was yesterday, which was Thursday, and then compared to Monday, our sales were 13 times higher. Okay, yesterday our sales were 13 times higher than on Monday with, again, the same amount of traffic, just everything the same. Like, they were both weekdays. Everybody was working, we were doing what we do, and 13 times higher. So, a couple notes to take away from this. When you're first starting out, you probably will have bad weeks because your traffic is still small. Again, you might even have a bad month. It doesn't mean your business is gonna disappear. It means you can always try to improve. Obviously, that's always the goal, but don't just always freak out and assume either the best when sales are up, like you're gonna have those days every day, or that when sales drop, they're just gone. So, the goal in business is to have more consistency, and consistency comes with steady traffic and more traffic. So if you think of it this way, like if you had, let's just say, 100 visitors, right? And you got 100 visitors over a week, you're gonna have a lot of variety, whether people, buy or not and what they do, over the week, right? Because that's not a lot of people over those 7 days. If you have 100 people a day, the variety or the range of conversions and sales is gonna be less because it's in a more condensed period of time. And if you get 100 visitors in an hour, you're gonna see more and more consistency with the more traffic you get, assuming it's all the same type of traffic. So especially in the beginning, again, a lesson that I wish I learned was don't just, freak out when sales are amazing for one day or bad, because everything levels out in the long term, and the more traffic you can eventually get, the more steady your business will be. Also, let me just say one more thing, because the numbers I just showed you, what was it? Let me do it again real quick. 12, it was like 12, 12.5% basically, right? That's what our sales increased. So that 12 and a half, basically, what happened, right, technically, is from Monday to Thursday, so what is that, 3 days, 4 days? I could say in 4 days, I 12.5x'd my business. So lesson from that is be skeptical when you see claims online, because I would never just say that, like, but there are people out there that, you know, whatever, sell courses and people that post on Facebook to brag, and they'll say something like that. Like the headline will be, how I 12.5x'd my business in 4 days. And like I just explained to you, like, we just did that, but not because anything happened besides we had a bad day and a good day. So be skeptical of income claims. Be skeptical of insane numbers like that. A lot of times it is just completely random. With that being said, there are always things you can do to make sure you're getting better traffic and to make sure you're optimizing your site to have a higher conversion rate and to make sure you're doing a better job of taking care of your customers so they come back and buy more from you. So yeah, that's it, guys. Just wanted to share that message, and I thought it would be a little too long for an Instagram story. So I'm gonna get back to work. I'm actually spending today finishing up a course I've been working on about branding. You'll see me posting tons of Instagram stuff about that. So if you're interested, just keep an eye on the Instagram channel as always. And I hope everybody has a great whatever day it is. What's today? Friday? Friday. All right. Have a good weekend, everybody. See ya.